The candidates for Baltimore County Executive held their final debate yesterday, a little more than 2 weeks before Election Day. During it, Republican Al Redmer and Democrat Johnny Olszewski voiced different opinions on issues including affordable housing, pre-K, and how to treat people who live in the country illegally. WYPR's John Lee has more.
The debate aired on Monday's midday program on WYPR, and the candidates staked out clear differences in education. Olszewski said he is committed to offering voluntary pre-K.
The research on the benefits of pre-K are clear.
In fact, if financially faced to choose between pre-K and 12th grade, Olszewski would choose the former. Olszewski, a former high school teacher, says some would-be 12th graders could be elsewhere.
Oftentimes, seniors in high school are already on work release, or they're taking electives they don't necessarily need, or they're already in community college.
Currently, Maryland high school students are required to stay in school until they are 18. Redmer says he supports an expansion of pre-K, but it's just one of many unmet needs in the county.
So it's a high priority, but I can't tell you it's the highest priority and that we can do it in one fell swoop, because I don't think we can.
Because the county's finances are pretty tight, Redmer says the county should at least consider renting school buildings from developers with an option to buy. Olszewski calls that a terrible idea. The two of them disagreed over affordable housing. Redmer opposes a 2016 agreement with the Department of Housing and Urban Development that requires more private affordable housing in the county and that it be spread around. Redmer says he would try to renegotiate the terms of that agreement.
And if not, we will look at going to federal court to challenge it.
The agreement also requires the county executive to submit legislation to the county council that would prohibit landlords from turning down federal housing vouchers, also known as Section 8. Redmer says if elected county executive, he would defy that part of the agreement.
I don't believe that we should be requiring landlords to accept to do business with the federal government if, in fact, they don't want to.
Olszewski says letting landlords reject people with housing vouchers is discriminatory.
I think discrimination in any form is wrong. These are the same arguments we had when people said we are going to discriminate based on race or gender or religion.
Olszewski says there's not enough affordable housing in the county for people like new teachers and firefighters. The two candidates also disagree over how to deal with people who are living in the country without legal permission. Olszewski fully backs an executive order signed last year by former county executive Kevin Kamenetz. It prohibits the county jail and police from holding someone beyond their court-ordered release date, even if federal authorities want to talk to them about their immigration status. Olszewski says local police should be focusing instead on keeping the county safe.
And not being an extension of any federal agency. I don't think our local dollars should be spent doing that.
Redmer disagrees, saying the county police department should be able to work with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement or any other federal agency.
It makes no sense to me that the county police department would not be able to coordinate with another law enforcement agency.
With their final debate behind them, each candidate now needs to try to seal the deal with voters. Early voting begins Thursday. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.